A Wasilla budget hearing last week drew almost nobody, while about 30 Willow residents came out on Friday to speak up about the Matanuska-Susitna Borough's proposed 2015 budget. Monday night in Palmer, a dozen people showed up for the final public hearing before the $409 million spending plan goes to the Borough Assembly for deliberations. Assemblyman Vern Halter said last week that, quote, 80% of the MATSU budget goes to pay for schools. But Dina Paramo, superintendent of the Matanuska-Susitna Borough School District, says that statement is not accurate.
75% of those funds are in our operations, are paid by the state. And then there's another $40 million on there that comes for the PERS and TERS pass-through, which is really the retirement system. And so of that $269, the borough contributes $53 million approximately. And so $53 million of a $400 million budget is not 80%.
The school district had planned to ask the assembly for funds to cover a $7.3 million shortfall, but those circumstances have changed. Luke Fulp, assistant school district superintendent, told the assembly Monday that since the legislature adjourned, a number of adjustments have been made to the school district budget. Increases in the base student allocation and the amount of money homeschooled children receive from the state, added to a one-time allocation approved by the legislature, have infused unexpected money into the school district's budget, he said.
So altogether, we're looking at about $10.5 million of revenue from those different adjustments. However, within our originally projected budget, we had $3 million that we had assumed would continue in one-time funding. So really a net increase in state revenue of $7.5 million.
Fulp said that the good news is offset by ongoing negotiations with four employee groups. A lot is still unknown for us, he said, adding that 80% of the school budget is tied up in employee salaries and benefits. Fulp said there would be no staff reductions this year. John Moosey, borough manager, told the assembly last month that the borough would lose about $1 million in state revenue sharing for the next fiscal year, and that means a tight budget. Moosey told his department heads to trim costs so that the coming budget closely resembles last year's. But on Monday, the assembly got a pleasant surprise. According to Borough Finance Director Tammy Clayton, the reductions in the state's revenue sharing scheme actually occur over a number of years, so that this year there will be more revenue available than previously thought.
After it was introduced, one of the things that happened is we were originally told that we were only going to get 80% of the projected state shared revenue. So that's what went in the budget. We're now going to receive what they originally projected, which is $4.1 million. So there would be an additional $1,247,000 that's not shown in this budget at this time.
Clayton told the panel that the recently approved federal farm bill would be adding another $3.2 million in PILT, or payment in lieu of taxes funds, to the borough's coffers in the next fiscal year. But Assemblyman Jim Sykes said at an earlier public hearing that he is, quote, concerned that taxpayer revenues are down, while state grants are increasing to comprise about 33% of the borough's budget. We don't have control of the grants, Sykes said. And he asked, what are our critical needs now? Adding that revenues the borough gets from the state are for multi-year projects. Sykes' comments echoed those of Palmer resident Patty Rosnell, who points to the $915,000 allocation for Port McKenzie. They are taking on additional debt and not spending money on the people who are here, she said after the Wasilla meeting. Rosnell hammered that point home Monday night in Palmer.
We see that development policies have not been working. And while they have not been working, we've been pouring money into them, and that money has not been going to the people of the borough. That's what we need, is we need a shift from development back to operations.
After Monday's public hearing closed, Assemblymember Jim Culver moved the spending package onto the table. Budget deliberations begin on Wednesday. I'm Ellen Lockyer.